reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the end of an era as PDGA Radio News returns for this last edition of the year, recapping the past week's disc golf news and tournament action. Once again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, and this week's program is for December 16th, 2010. Ahead, we'll recap last week's tournament results, preview the upcoming PDGA tournament calendar, run down the latest updates to the world rankings and player ratings, as well as tell you about some exciting new programs and other items the PDGA is planning to unveil for the 2011 disc golf season. All those stories and more are ahead on this, your final edition of PDGA Radio News. Well, the highlight of this past weekend's PDGA tournament action was the A-tier in Tyler, Texas, where they held the Piney Woods Pro-Am. There it was Christopher Farnham, winning by 4, ahead of the early leader Devin Owens. Meanwhile, Mitch McClellan won in Masters, Randy Graywolf took Grand Masters, and Stephen Hatcher won in Advanced, easily beating the rest of the amateur divisions. Elsewhere, David Wiggins Jr. claimed the Tupelo Bay Open in South Carolina, while Scott Wallace won Advanced. They needed a playoff in Tucson for the Southern Arizona Disc Golf Championships, where Andrew Bohm prevailed, defeating Paul Ulibarri for that win. Lance Plummer won in Masters, and James Salusi took Advanced in Arizona. At the C-tiers, Blair Bowes takes the Christmas Classic in Alabama by 9 throws over Randy Fortenberry, while Ray Jackson wins in Advanced. Matt Dollar won in Georgia as part of the International Disc Golf Center's Champion Series. Jim Young, Worth Scoppertard, and Ryan Robertson all tie for the win in Wisconsin. Mike Henry won in Ohio, Alex Downs in Texas, and Garrett Dimmler won an X-tier in Kentucky. The rest of this year shows just 4 more sanctioned events on the PDGA calendar. They are the Greg Carter CPF Championships in Athens, Alabama, this Saturday, December 18th, the Stoptown Slosh in Portland, Oregon, Sunday the 19th, then the Last Chance for Points tournament in Dexter, Michigan, Sunday the 26th. That followed by Ron the Whip's birthday tournament New Year's Eve in Corvallis, Oregon. All leading into January of 2011 already. Slowly filling in its schedule, mostly C-tiers, a few B-tiers there. You can view that complete schedule from PDGA.com. Choose the Event Schedule and Results tab from the PDGA Tour menu. However, also don't forget about the annual Ice Bowl events that will be taking place throughout the month of January and into February. Disc golf competitions helping raise money and food contributions for hundreds of food shelves across the world. At least 160 events already on the schedule. Many more surely expected to be added as the time comes closer. You can view the complete schedule of the Ice Bowl events and get more information about the 25th annual Ice Bowl by visiting icebowlhq.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
The PDGA World Rankings have been updated to include all events reported as of December 1st. No change, though, at the top since the October update. Nico LaCastro and Valerie Jenkins still in the number one spots. However, some position below the top did shift around, although primary difference between the last two updates are just the December ratings update. Actually, it appears most of the movement below the top couple was actually produced by an spreadsheet mistake in the October rankings that awarded credit for some results to players who didn't have the minimum number of events in order to be included. So now they fixed the October rankings and did the December update, and it shows Nicola Castro in the lead, just a slim lead though, over Dave Feldberg for that number one spot, followed by Josh Anthon, Steve Brinster up a spot, and Ken Climo. For the women, Valerie Jenkins is hotly pursued by Sarah Stanhope in the number two spot. Then it's Des Redding, Carrie Berlegar, and Liz Carr rounding out the top five. The PDGA player ratings were also just updated for events reported through December 1st. It's the eighth ratings update this year, more than any previous year. And including December events not yet played or reported, only 53 total events have not turned in the reports properly. PDGA says they hope to have all those by mid-January, so they'll post the year-end ratings in the January 25th ratings update. However, this latest update shows Dave Feldberg with the highest rating in the world at 1042, followed by Nicola Castro at 1040, Ken Climo at 1039, then a pair of Californians at 1036 with Nate Doss and Josh Anthon. The top five of 182 pros carrying a current rating of at least 1,000. Two players listed as amateurs also passed the 1,000 mark. They are Oregon's Chris Becker at 1,002 and Connecticut's Billy Dunn at 1,009. Same familiar names near the top for the pro women. Valerie Jenkins leads with a 961, Sarah Stanhope at 958, and Des Redding at 948. Michigan's Kelsey Brockle, top-rated female amateur, she's at 911, the only amateur woman over 900. The Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year standings for 2010 are not being published following this past ratings update. That to help retain some mystery about who the final candidates will be until all the events are reported for that year-end update in late January. At that time, the final candidates will be announced, then the additional calculations based on worlds, percentage finish, and head-to-head will be made so the winners can be announced in February. However, final standings were published for the final National Tour Series results. They show Dave Feldberg earning the top spot and cash bonus, followed, of course, by Nicola Castro, as they were battling all year long. Then it's Ken Climo, Paul Ulibarri, and Matt Oram in the top five. Valerie Jenkins had the number one spot for the ladies, ahead of Liz Carr and Des Redding, all earning additional cash bonuses from Woodchuck Cider, sponsor of the 2010 National Tour Series season points race.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back to your PDGA Radio News for December 16th, 2010. Where the Board of Directors and the PDGA staff have recognized recently the need to refocus on the grassroots of the sport. Now details on the following three programs are currently being developed for implementation next year. They are the Course Growth Program, where the PDGA and manufacturers will be launching a program to assist in the funding of new disc golf courses. The Incentive Funding Program will be limited to areas and communities that do not currently have a course, the goal being to create new disc golf communities around the world, which will result in an increase in the number of players and tournaments. Also, the educational program, where the PDGA will be launching that to assist in the funding of educational programs and to develop better educational tools and materials, which will aid in teaching disc golf to kids, senior citizens, and other interested groups. Next is the School League program, a program to encourage and foster the growth of school leagues and competitions that will be developed and include a new low-cost sanctioning tier, which will provide those competitions with the insurance coverage required by school districts. Other items of interest you can look forward to in 2011 and beyond include the creation of a new student-level membership, which will replace the current junior membership and be expanded to include all players born in 1992 or later. A PDGA app for the iPhone currently under development, other platforms also being considered. Mobile version of PDGA.com also going to be unveiled, which will give the millions of disc golfers more efficient access to PDGA.com from smartphones. Also, a new approach to the National Tour will begin in 2011, being rebranded as the National Tour Elite Series, with PDGA becoming more involved with those premier showcase events, with presentation, promotion, publicity, and marketing. A more regional approach also being implemented, with hopefully more events being given the opportunity to rotate in and out of the series each year in each of the 8 regions. Also, expansion and reorganization of the PDGA staff will be underway, including the hiring of a new tour manager, as well as creation of a full-time IT position. Also, an increase in the PDGA support and management of the Pro and Am worlds. They will try to transition to a more consistent and sustainable model over the next 2 years. So look for all those exciting advances and more taking place during the 2011 season and beyond, all with your membership and support as the PDGA and disc golf rise to a new level. However, with that, this edition of PDGA Radio News must come to an end. I've been your host, Steve Kaczynski, proudly bringing you this weekly recap of disc golf news and information for the past 3 years. However, in 2011 and beyond, new and even more exciting forms of disc golf media will be taking the stage, gently saying goodbye to the past we've had. But stay tuned to PDGA.com for all the updates and to stay up to date with the latest news and information from throughout the ever-expanding disc golf galaxy. Also, make sure to sign up for the podcast there on iTunes. We'll still be posting new material from time to time on there, available for immediate free download. Until then, may your travels be safe while your disc golfing adventures stay fun and stress-free. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening. The PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.